It's time to free your mind. Let it go into all those dark places. I know you love to go. My mind can get pretty dark too. And I'll let you hear all about it in a moment. But first, you're going to take a deep breath in and exhale out. What could be more freeing, more cleansing than a nice, deep breath? I can think of a few things. Orgasm, maybe. It's your favorite thing to do. It's all you've really got to look forward to in life, if you're honest. That's why you keep coming and coming and coming back to it. Like a lab rat pressing a lever for his next chunk of cheese. If you thought you were better than that, you were wrong. I don't care if you have a house, a car, a job, people in your life who claim to love you. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're nothing but a dirty, filthy rat. Hopelessly addicted to the one thing in life that makes him feel alive. Just relax into it. Let your mind be like an empty bowl, wide open and ready to be filled with degradation, humiliation, aka the truth. The truth is you're losing your grip, becoming more and more drowsy with every word I say. So hypnotic. So sexy. Isn't this just fun? Isn't this what your sad, empty little life is all about? This is what it's come to. Relying on me, a stranger, to make you calm, to make you come, and to distract you from your loneliness in between. You're here to hear the truth about yourself, but I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. You know that you're weaker than you'd like to seem. In those quiet moments, when you know you've done something stupid, when you know that you've been an asshole, you treated someone poorly, or you did something to deserve poor treatment yourself. You suspect that those closest to you are just putting up with you. Why? You don't know. But you know it's got little or nothing to do with you being a good man. You are worthy, worthwhile, good, and interesting. Only to a small degree, if you are at all. Every bit of good you do, every kind deed, every brave action, it's a cover up for something else. Insecurity. Your secret moral bankruptcy. And perhaps worst of all, your uselessness to women. What's not to love about women? Generally speaking, we're beautiful, kind, smart, sexy. I like to think of us as the human part of the human species, whereas men are just species, fit to be classified with the animals, vegetables, and bacterium of the world. You're no good, and you know it. But unfortunately, you were born this way. There's nothing you can do about it. Except overcompensate. That's what you do when you go out into the world every day and play the role, play the game. But your deep mind, your real mind, has found another way to compensate. A loophole in the system, if you will. What does this loophole state? It states that as long as you lean into your failures and learn to take pleasure in them, then you can never be disappointed in yourself. You learn to expect nothing from yourself. You get nothing from yourself. Better yet, learn to expect the worst, and you'll get the worst. In your case, your feeble, fucked up mind is funneling all its issues through your libido. And what's the worst you can expect from yourself in terms of your libido and your sexual performance? Of course, the reason why we're all here. Premature ejaculation. You fucking idiot. You're so fucked in the head. Such a selfish, twisted, backwards egomaniac. Such an empty shell of a human being. You have adopted the number one marker of piss poor sexual performance and made it your own. You have learned to love it. You've learned to embrace it. And worst of all, you want to excel at it. How lost, lonely, and pathetic in life do you have to be? To want to be good at the one thing that means you're bad. Now, I'm not your therapist, and I'm not your priest. I'm not here to psychoanalyze you, and I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to get you off. Why? Because frankly, I think it's funny. You know those mean kids who throw rocks at the gorillas in cages at the zoo? I was one of those kids. And you are one of those gorillas. Consider this session me throwing rocks at you out of contempt, out of spite, out of scornful pity. It's pure disdain, pure loathing, and it's awfully entertaining because you're going to take it and you're going to channel it into a quick, lightning fast, immensely pleasurable orgasm. Because that's where you're at in life. This is what it's come to. Once you were a little boy with hopes and dreams, you never thought that at this age, at this point in your life, this is what you'd be doing with your time. But here you are, and here I am, all too happy and willing to watch you wallow in your own pathetic nature. Throw rocks at you. You wince and duck at first, but after a while, you start to catch everything that I'm throwing. Because if you don't laugh, well, you'll just cry. Now, doesn't it feel so much better to be told the truth? I may come off as a bitch, but I've actually created a really safe space for you. You don't have to wear the mask. You don't have to pretend to be the nice guy, the good guy, because I know exactly what the fuck you are, and it's not much. Now that we're on the same page, you can just inhale and exhale and relax. You don't have to fool me. You couldn't if you tried. Your mind is hazy and sleepy, and you're believing every word I say, because I've never told you a lie, and I never will. You appreciate that I know exactly who you are, and that I stand willing and ready to give you exactly what you need. Try not to be horrified at the fact that your cock is filling up, that it's stirring and getting interested. Because it likes me when I'm mean. Let it do what it wants to do. It's not natural in general, but it's natural to you. Fucked up in the head equals fucked up sexual responses. It's just the way it is, and it's not going to change for you anytime soon. So enjoy it. You can go ahead and start touching yourself if you want. Touch yourself to the fact that you'll probably die alone. All you do is lie, obfuscate, fuck up, push people away, and indulge in your own perverted fantasies. Oh yeah, stroke that. Make that dick feel good. Look at you. You pathetic coward. Begging for it. Paying for it. needing it like you need to breathe. You know no one would miss you if you weren't around. That's why you've already started your retreat. Retreating into fantasy. Retreating into dirty sex. Retreating into the ultimate sexual failure. That is premature ejaculation. They say like attracts like. We resonate with the things and people that resonate with us. That's why you love this fetish, darling. Tell yourself whatever you like. But PE, the ultimate sexual failure, resonates with you because you are a failure. No matter how hard you try, you will never be good enough. Not for yourself, not for your parents, your boss, your kids, and definitely not for the woman that you love. You are unwanted, unneeded, and you know that that's true. If it wasn't true, you wouldn't be here listening to me. Someone who sees you as little else than a monkey in a cage. Someone who hates you and your nasty fetish enough to give you exactly what you want. Because it's so fucking sad that it's actually really funny. So, in the interest of fun, I'm going to give you something to shoot for. A brand new goal. Something you can live for. Something you can achieve. Something that will validate your failures and make you happy at the same time. Because that's how utterly wrecked your fragile little mind and libido really are. It's called the 2-pump chump challenge, and it goes like this. You're going to continue listening to me humiliate and degrade you, and you're going to like it, fucker. Meanwhile, in the background, you will hear a subliminal track that encourages you to pump your dick for seconds at a time, then abruptly stop and remain stopped for seconds at a time. The cycle will repeat itself over and over again. You're going to become desperate. Your cock and balls are going to be very sensitive. You'll find yourself frustrated and needing to come and loving every second of it. At the end, there's going to be a 10-second countdown to the finish, and you're going to explode. You're going to erupt in a geyser of cum, the likes of which you've never seen before. It won't be something that you can stop or delay. And as you shoot off, you're going to hear a chorus of women in the background, myself included, laughing at you for being the pathetic, miserable, premature ejaculating slob that you are. Are you ready? Fuck whether or not you're ready. Let's go. Hands on. Stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. Don't you dare touch it. You nasty fucking pervert. No one loves you. Hands on. Stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. Don't you dare touch it. girls are disgusted. When you look at them, they can't stand the sight of you.
Stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
You are nasty. Your desire for tits and ass is borderline evil.
Stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
Because no girl would ever willingly touch you. She can only pretend to.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
You're such a nasty fucking whore for bouncy, fat tits.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
And big, oily asses. That's all you care about.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
You're going to die with tits and ass on your mind.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
You miserable man slut. So fucking useless. Premature coming is the only thing you care about in life.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
Because it's the only thing you can do right.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
The only thing you've ever been any good at is being a fucking failure.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
You nasty fucking pervert. No one loves you.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
Girls are disgusted when you look at them.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
You are nasty.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
You're such a nasty fucking whore for bouncy, fat tits and big, oily asses.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
You're going to die with tits and ass on your mind.
Hands on, stroke it hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off, don't you dare touch it.
Get ready to come. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.